Air modality. The air transport mode moves specific kinds of freight in an aircraft's cargo hold or interior cabin. At one time, air was used only for emergency freight shipments and was governed by regulations that covered when, how, and what freight could be delivered. Deregulation in the U.S. and elsewhere removed government control over commercial aviation in terms of airfare, routes, and market entry of new airlines. Air is now able to support modern e-commerce with own-to-two-day shipping, which would have been more difficult or nearly impossible without deregulation. Indeed, it is difficult to imagine online retail stores being successful in a world without air cargo parcel services. The deregulation of air transport has also been beneficial to international commerce, resulting in wider access to domestic and international products and promotion of trade to international markets. It has been possible to reduce total costs through the efficiencies of hub-and-spoke models for air cargo, which has led to a growth in international air freight. Remaining inefficiencies in the air cargo industry are found in the parts still subject to economic regulation, the airports. 70% of transit time for air cargo is spent on the ground, waiting in line at congested terminals. Because time is air cargo's comparative advantage, this represents a significant obstacle to realizing the full benefits of cargo sent by air freight. Parcel services have scheduled global freight service. This began as expedited document delivery and has evolved into packaged overnight and two-day freight transport. Airlines may directly handle ground handling activities, for example, loading and unloading the aircraft, refueling and preparing the aircraft for flight, aircraft leasing, and aircraft maintenance. However, many airlines are choosing to outsource ground handling services and instead concentrate on core activities, for example, human resources, cargo handling operations, pilots, and flight attendants and accounting. Due to international laws and geographic characteristics, there are limitations on where airports can be built and where aircraft are allowed to fly. Besides location, the main restrictions affecting air transport include security requirements, freight weight, and freight dimensions. Like water and road carriers, air infrastructure is government-funded. Airlines are responsible for aircraft and landing strip lease payments, landing fees, and equipment maintenance, but they are not responsible for maintenance of the infrastructure. Air transport serves the supply chain, as well as healthcare, government, and other specialized businesses needing transport services with short or no lead time. The cargo in air freight includes high-value, low-weight semi-finished and finished goods. Typical products include computers, perishable foods, apparel, precision instruments, medical devices and supplies, pharmaceuticals, periodicals, and electronics. Additional cargo that finds its way to air freight includes animals, auto parts and accessories, flowers, machinery, and metal products.